good morning. Welcome in to the front porch here on this Thursday. It's the seventh day of August, and Ken Cummins, a legend across the way. And, of course, this is Brian Marshall, Side Bottom, the first.
Only on Thursdays, right?
Only on Thursdays.
So you have a special name on Thursdays.
On Thursdays, I have a special name.
Well, do you feel special?
I do feel special.
Well, we are in Christ, every one of us, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Brian, that's just a name that Brian's kind of inherited. I don't know how it happened, but the people there in your metro area of Elkton call you Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First.
I actually have several folks that come up and address me as that.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, well, at least we know people's listening in Elkton. That's a good thing.
That's true. I was in Trenton, Kentucky, near Trenton on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was at Mount Zion Baptist Church. And the best I can tell you, to go to exit one and you get off and turn left if you're going toward Nashville, toward Clarksville. And Brother Chris Childress is pastor there and enjoyed that, and I get to go back one more time Sunday. So Chris is recovering from back surgery. So, yeah, there's some listeners down in these parts.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, last week when we were discussing the revitalization, we had some folks had one that wrote back to me and says, well, I want to encourage you. There are some churches that are actually doing some things, and I know they are. There are some churches that are absolutely exploding with growth, and we'd like to hear from you. As a matter of fact, I know that takes a lot of effort to participate like that. It took some effort for this listener to write me a note, which I will share with you what he said. I will not tell who it is. We don't do that, but we'll just say a listener like we do with our pen from the heart.
Sure.
And I'll share with you what he had to say. And so that I put something up yesterday just before I left on Facebook, and I realized that not everybody is glued to Facebook.
True.
And I'm not glued to it myself. I check it occasionally. In fact, for the stations I do, more than anything. But anyway, I put on there, if you go to our Facebook page, Missionary Radio, I ask the question, share with us how your Lord is blessing your church. So if you're just hearing this morning, you can still do that. Now, we cannot answer the phone because there's, like the song said, just the two of us.
Just the two of us, that's right.
And so we are busy, very busy, busy, busy. But so the phones are important, but we'll not be able to take that information by phone. But maybe if you'll call this number and leave it for another time, you can record it. Here it is, 270-962-4055. 270-962-4055. That's a voicemail, testimonial, and we'll get that. That works just fine.
There you go.
And so that is not a number we answer for business. That's just for prayer and praise. Again, that number is 270-962-4055. We do take that information when it comes to us. We don't ignore it, but it's just not one we answer to do business. So
just
want to make that clear. So that's one way you can communicate. But to be in real time on this broadcast for the front porch, way to go, it goes to our Facebook page. And you'll see I posted a meme or a graphic that talks about it. And you can comment in the comments below that. Or another thing that you can do. It's there. We have to go up, Brian.
Okay. I was looking for it.
Yeah, you have to go up, Brian. Okay, refresh that, and I think you'll get it. I know it is there. Anyway, if you go to our Facebook page, you will see it. Okay.
At Missionary Radio, every song, every scripture, every word of encouragement you hear is made possible by you. We're not funded by commercials. There's no big corporation writing checks. It's friends like you, listeners who love Jesus and want others to know Him, who keep this ministry going. Right now, giving is down, and our next Carathon isn't until October, but the need is real today. If this station has blessed your life, if it's helped you through a tough day, drawn you closer to Christ, or filled your home with peace, Would you prayerfully consider stepping in right now? You're not just giving to a station. You're giving so hope can be heard 24 hours a day. Go to missionary.radio, click on donate, or mail your gift to P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Missionary Radio, sharing the love of Jesus because he's worth it.
Welcome back to the Front Porch.
We didn't go away. We're right here. Good morning to you. Brian Marshall, Side Bottom the First, along with Ken Cummins. And Brian, I do like, I'm like you, I like participation. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I'd like to comment on something that that announcer said just a few moments ago.
Who was that guy?
I don't know. I've met him a time or three in the last decades. But anyway, the point is, we have some of the most generous listeners. The only way that we have remained on now for 44 years, this past Sunday we crossed the bridge of completing 44 years. We're now in our 45th year. And the only way we have is because of the vision of the founding board, and they're going on to heaven.
Yeah.
And the ongoing giving of people that believe in a station that talks about Jesus. So let me just give a loose testimony, being a loose because I don't have all the details. Yesterday, Tammy received a call, and someone was asking about a song, but they were asking about it being played in the 2 o'clock hour, and it's just 1 o'clock. And she said, it's 1 o'clock hour, you know. Oh. And it so happens
that it's area.
In New York.
Okay.
I don't know where in New York because, I don't have all the details. But this listener talked to Tammy a bit and said that, of course, you're listening obviously on either the app or online. It has one of the two.
Sure.
And or even or TuneIn could be there. This day in wonder.
Yeah.
But in any way, the point of the whole conversation that I'm bringing up to you, he said there's tons of Christian stations all around. Here we are in Kentucky, and he's New York, and we speak Kentuckian. So that you have to, but the language that we speak is the language of Jesus. He said that he and his wife have been Christians, I think he said 40 years, and that he had even played with D&K, which is DeGarmo and Key, I believe, at one point.
Okay.
At something related to them. And he commented, and this is his comments, not direct quote, because just from secondhand, and Tammy tells me the truth. I just didn't write all this down. But she says, or told me that he said, that the reason they're listening to Missionary Radio is because of our emphasis all the time on Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what we try
and
all about. We can have conversations about what's going on in life. We do. But we are just not trying to quote, be seeker-friendly. We're Jesus-friendly.
Sure.
And we want to talk about Jesus. We lift up Jesus. Mm-hmm. The world needs King Jesus. And so our call letters say it all of the three main stations that are on this missionary radio broadcast, and that is the one that just turned 44, WNKJ, The World Needs King Jesus, WNKJ, and Madisonville, WNLJ, The World Needs the Lord Jesus, and 2 years for us with this one, WAAJ, 90.5 FM, we're all about Jesus. So the common denominator, as I say when I'm speaking at a church somewhere, and I get an opportunity to plug Missionary Radio, I will say, Brian, I will say clearly, I will say, look, we're all about Jesus. Now, one thing we'd like to see is that I believe that because you're giving, there's so many faithful givers, and it is a very low percentage of our total listeners, very, very low. But they are given an extreme amount because they're enabling you to listen. If you're not crossed over to the listening family yet, to the giving family, well, they're providing it for you.
That's right.
They're providing it for that person that's in jail. They're providing it for that person that's lonely. They're providing for that person, that truck driver on the interstate that listens to us. The person overnight that just can't sleep is turning on, listening to the music and the conversation going on at night because we have someone on 24/7 ministering to you. And so, and locally,
yes,
someone from this group
Sure.
And so that is a big undertaking that we believe that we should do. But because you give, mm-hmm. we're making this possible. Now, this morning, I know you're busy, 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 but let me just start you off this way. Let's testify. They overcome by the word of their testimony, the scripture said. That's, of course, a great war in heaven. You can read all of that in its context and the ones coming out of the great tribulation to put it in context. But the power of the testimony that we have, what God is doing, it blesses others to hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm going to get back into church revitalization this morning, and I was just talking about decline. Mm-hmm. And I received as a result, or we did, as a result of the comments that we were making last week. This is from a listener that been a listener a long time. He said, "Good morning, Missionary Radio. After listening to Brother Brian and Brother Ken this morning, I felt I should share a praise report. Brother Ken speaking on the state of area churches and lack of evangelism, a servant mindset, baptism, etc., here comes the praise. In just under 6 years, the church at Springfield Baptist in Springfield, Tennessee, has baptized 177 believers with church growth to match." That says a lot right there.
Much.
"Along with a growing children's ministry and student ministry. I wouldn't say we're a large congregation, but we do offer two worship services each Sunday. I've been a member at Springfield Baptist Church for 11 years, a senior adult playing acoustic guitar on the praise team. God is still working, and the church at Springfield Baptist is dedicated to being his hands and feet. Serving God is serving people. God bless." And then the listener's note, I know Amen. Who this is.
Amen.
And I just want to say, there is a written note. Someone mm-hmm. took time and wrote us, "Would you take time to go to go to Facebook, mm-hmm. to our Missionary Radio page. It's not hard to find. All you have to do is just go there. And then in the commentary, would you write down how the Lord has blessed your church, either through revitalization or how your church is growing, how that you're seeing people baptized? Let's share good things."
Yes.
And we would like to be more participatory with you in that way. We've got the means to do it. Let me again tell you how this works. You can go online and communicate with us directly through our website. You can communicate with us while we're on the air. We're actually going to try to get into the 21st century a little more here with texting. You can actually text us in the moment. I chuckle. I have a reason for that. But also, you can get in touch with us through, again, I emphasize Facebook because we're right here checking it at the moment live mm-hmm. on the air with
yes.
you. And all you do is go to Missionary Radio. You'll see I can describe it for you. Big, bold letters. How's the Lord moving in your local church?
That's big enough.
So I made that big so you could see it, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so, and then you can go there, and underneath there, you can place, just like this listener did, David, I'll just go that far, how he shared with us how the Lord is working all the way over in Springfield. And that is getting us stretching our signal on 89.3 a bit. And so I am so thankful, but it's nice to stretch our signal. If we're broadcasting into or audio streaming into New York,
yeah,
but it's all over the world.
That's it.
And if you look at the map, we see people listening literally all over the United States mm-hmm. and the world to Missionary Radio.
Yep.
And so we know that the number of people listening versus the number of people participating is tremendously skewed.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to hear from you. I guess maybe we haven't created the culture to how we want to hear from you. And then maybe we are trying, but praise, man, this is where we've dedicated a phone line that we really want to see people use
mm-hmm.
for prayer and praise. First of all, you can email us anytime with prayer. prayer@missionary.radio, prayer@missionary.radio, okay? You can go through the website anytime. We'll get it any time of the day.
Yeah.
Now, you can leave a voicemail that can be used as a praise. Your voice will be on the air, and you don't have to say who you are. You can just do, like I just said, David from Springfield and move on.
Sure.
You don't even have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. And so you said, well, somebody might recognize my voice. Well, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
Because you're identifying and praising the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We want your participation. Here's the number to leave your voice recording. That won't go on today, but on this broadcast. But if you go to our Facebook page and comment, it will.
Yes.
And so, and join David in praising God what he's doing in your church. So I wasn't trying to say that everything is bad. I know better.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I know better.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's share the good and also the challenges. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk more about church revitalization and hopefully hear from you. If not, we plow on.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Madisonville, "I enjoy your programs. You are such an inspiration daily. May God continue to bless the station." From Seabree, "I love this station. Good Bible preaching." From Marion, "I greatly appreciate the music and biblical teaching. Missionary Radio has become my go-to station for reassurance and praise. Thank you to all." From Adams, "Thank you for your service. Love you in Christ."
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
To exalt King Jesus, Missionary Radio.
Good morning with Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First. I'm Ken Cummins, and hope that you're doing well. So Brian's going up to 90 today, I think. But we've had a reprieve from last week.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't it nice early in the mornings?
Love it.
I am, too. I can deal with this.
I can deal with it.
Yeah. Well, school's back in session in Todd County.
Yeah, started back yesterday.
Is that why you're so happy?
Yeah, I done a happy dance.
You did a happy dance?
Did a happy dance.
Okay. And so... would you like to put that on Facebook? Maybe that'll draw attention to what we're doing this morning.
It might. Never know.
Yeah, Brian Sidebottom and his happy dance.
And the happy dance.
Yeah, well, yeah. Pray for our schools. In fact, yes. In Caldwell County, I know for our Caldwell County listeners in that there are a couple of churches over that way that are putting out prayer guides all over Facebook to pray each day specifically for the needs of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I know Northside Baptist Church in Princeton had it out, and I think Donaldson Baptist Church in Farmersville, if you know where that is, had prayer guides out. But it's just very, very good. Maybe you have one too. And we'll be glad to post that on our Facebook if you like, mm-hmm. and share that with folks. But please pray for our schools. Pray for the administrators. Pray for the teachers. Pray for the students, of course, and those that drive those big yellow taxis. Pray for them, the bus drivers. They're a very special group. And my favorites are the cafeteria workers.
Yeah.
They're always my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my favorites, too.
Yeah.
That and recess.
Recess?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm always in recess.
I was wondering, why did you even need one?
I would have confessed I was in recess all the time.
Were you in neutral most of the time?
Neutral and all the time.
No, that's not true. Brian is a hard worker. I just tease him. But anyway, yeah, but please pray for our students.
Absolutely.
So you have two young ladies that have gone up back to school.
Yes. And, you know, Ken— As I was thinking about them going back to school, as we see year after year how things are changing, even in our school systems, you know, we really need to pray. We're seeing so many things and kids and everything are feeling, you know, different kids with different things. And it just, you know, things have just really changed over the years. Even, you know, I'm 50, and I've noticed things changing so much. It just changes.
Well, that is true, and of course, this is not 1950.
No.
One of the biggest problems is, Pastor pointed out to me yesterday, whenever I was doing an interview with him, he said that he read an article and said he had read it hundreds of times, that the bigger problem, if not the biggest in the 50s, were children chewing gum. But now, when I graduated, to let people know, probably a kid will be stuck with a math problem here if they're listening. I graduated high school at 18 years old in 1977. There's your math. There, just go ahead and do your math.
Yeah.
And
I was 2 years old.
Thank you. And so, but anyway, resource officer?
Yeah.
No.
No.
A policeman at school, that only one you'd ever see would be one trying to direct traffic to get
out.
That's it.
Mm. Metal detectors.
You kidding?
Yeah.
Doors always unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
All over the building.
No more.
Not anymore. You're right. And in the ag department, some of the guys that parked out there when I was in school, man, you'd have guns in the gun rack on your pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't get them out and bring them in, mind you.
No.
But they were there.
Yes.
You did that now, it'd be all over the news, all over the United States.
Yeah. Child brings gun to school.
Things have changed.
Yeah, it's changed.
And not for the better in that regard.
No.
But one thing I will say, please pray for the safety of kids. Pray that they'll learn.
Oh, yeah.
And be challenged and get ready for the real world and not— And we don't need them to be artificial intelligence. We need them to be real intelligent, to learn, to be challenged. And I believe that becomes with those as believers in the home, and also lining it with the church and teaching what's important and teaching discipline. I don't mean that because you're going to get a whipping. That's good if you do something wrong, if it's done the right way, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, I'm not talking about that kind of discipline. I'm talking about getting tough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah. Well, Brian, changing back to the subject of the front porch, I talked last week about to church revitalization, which is a large subject. And I do want to see churches revived. But our heart, and Brian and I were talking before off mic, that we really want to see you to feel free to use the praise report line. You just don't, I think you do, but you don't realize, one, testimony is the power of what God is doing in people's lives.
Absolutely.
That shows, how do you know you're getting something done if you don't hear from the people that you're broadcasting to?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're thankful for Pen from the Heart. We're thankful for these little notes we get. We'd love to hear your voice.
Absolutely.
Share with us. I read a note. In fact, I'm going to read it again because you probably just joined us last week talking about what was happening in the churches. And I on a negative front, but this listener took time, because they've been a listener for a while. I don't know how long, but I'm familiar with the name anyway. But he just said, brother, heard me speaking on the state of area churches and the lack of evangelism, a servant mindset, baptism. He says, in just under 6 years, the church at Springfield Baptist in Springfield, Tennessee, has baptized 177 believers. That's with church growth to match. A growing children's ministry and student ministry. And he says they have two worship services each Sunday. And he's been a member there 11 years. And he's even plays acoustic guitar on the praise team. That's wonderful.
Amen.
So there are things going on. Amen. I hear about them. Hey, Pastor, let's talk about them.
Yeah.
Take a moment to just go to our Facebook page and let us know. Mm-hmm. Just jot down the facts. We'll share them.
There you go.
And if you're not ready today, do it. It's there anytime for you. And we have a praise number. Maybe a song that's touched your heart, a comment that was made, a sermon that you heard. Let's get this feedback going, because that shows that alive in the Spirit.
Amen.
And that is so important to get across. Mm-hmm. That's what we desire to see.
Amen.
And I believe that when you share with people of all about what Jesus is doing, and we have the broadcast means to do it, let's do that.
Amen.
We want to hear from you. Now, here the number to call to leave your voicemail for that kind of praise is 270-962-4055. 270-962-4055. Now, church revitalization is a spirit-led process of bringing renewed spiritual vitality, mission focus, and health to a church that has plateaued or is in decline. And it's not just numerical growth, but spiritual and missional renewal. It can involve repentance, and it should, realignment and re-engagement. The goal is not just survival, but thriving in gospel faithfulness. And I'll talk about some of that the rest of the way.
Hi, this is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope. Today, Johnny has a great message for us about, well, about seeing red.
Last fall, I took one of those strength assessment tests alongside my coworkers at Johnny and Friends. It's the kind of test where you learn if you are a support person, and on the scale, those people are colored blue, or a detail person, that's green, or an assertive person, that's red. Well, my husband Ken and I work with six other women in our department, and everybody was mostly a support person colored blue. I was the only one who came out red. But don't jump to conclusions. Red on this assessment test means many good things, but it also means a few not-so-nice things about who I am as a person, like some of that assertiveness can come across as aggressiveness. I can also be very stiff-necked and very stubborn. I thought about that test recently after I committed a stubborn, willful sin. Now, I'm not going to go into details here, but I knew what I was doing when I resisted the Spirit's caution. But guess what? I did not care. The red in me was coming through, and I knew I was being stubborn. It was one of those, it's my way or the highway sort of things. You know what I mean? Well, about 2 or 3 days afterward, I sensed the distinct withdrawal of the Holy Spirit's power in my life, and it felt awful. It wasn't until I cried out to God while reading Psalm 51, "Oh Lord, take not your Holy Spirit from me," that I sensed his nearness and approval again. And for me, it was an even better lesson than taking that strength assessment test. In fact, I looked at all the bad aspects of my red character on those test results, and I prayed earnestly, "Oh, Jesus, keep me from becoming like that, willful, stubborn, aggressive. In short, keep me from falling back into my natural self. The things of the flesh war against the things of the Spirit, and I want the Holy Spirit to do war on my behalf. I want Him to keep me from being led astray." And friend listening, I want you to join me in asking God to keep you from disobeying when the shorter, easier route is tempting. Keep us in our youth when our passions are strong. Oh, Father, keep us in old age when we think we know it all. Oh, Jesus, keep us in the valley when we are prone to complain. God, keep us from hogging the spotlight and failing to give credit where credit is due. Lord Jesus, keep us from constantly talking about ourselves and keep us focused on the needs of others rather than our own. Keep us from nagging, scolding, chiding, and manipulating. Keep us from fudging the truth. Keep me from stubborn, willful, stiff-necked behavior. In short, oh, Jesus, keep me from overdoing the red parts of who I am. The nearness of the Holy Spirit is a very precious thing. You don't want to risk. Oh, friend, you don't want to jeopardize that closeness with Him. And it's why it is wise to ask Him to keep you, to fight for you. And Jude 23-25 says it best, "To Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence, to the only God our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen." Did you catch that? God is able to keep us from falling back into the default mode that is our old nature. So today, please, ask the Holy Spirit to keep your heart pure, your spirit bright, and your conscience clean. Ask Him to keep you from falling, because no sin, no transgression is worth risking the nearness and the closeness of the Spirit of Jesus.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in Matthew 5:3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." William Barclay points out, "Blessed are the poor in spirit" means blessed is a man who has realized his own utter helplessness and who has put his whole trust in God. If a man has realized his utter helplessness and has put his whole trust in God, there will enter into his life two things which are opposite sides of the same thing. He will become completely detached from things, for he will know that things have not got it in them to bring happiness or security. And he will become completely attached to God, for he will know that God alone can bring him help and hope and strength. It's God and God alone that brings us strength to get through life. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
All I have to do is turn on the radio, and there is a song or message that applies to my situation.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
And a big shout out listening to The Front Porch this morning on Missionary Radio with Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First, and Ken Cummins. We notice in Des Moines, Iowa, we have in Washington, D.C., Memphis, Tennessee, Georgia, Illinois, Missouri, all kinds of places.
And listen to us online.
Yeah, there's several. And we are just thankful. That's just to name a few.
Sure.
And so someone's listening in the nation's capital this morning. So welcome to Kentucky.
There you
Glad
go.
That you're listening. And again, I want to reemphasize, and then I'm going to move on here, but I want to reemphasize to you that we want to hear from you, and here's how to do that. Share with us how the Lord is blessing your church. Pastor, we'd be glad to hear a praise about your ministry, and we'll even put you on Ministry Spotlight with Andrew Cummins.
There you go.
And what you will do, you'll get in touch with him. Just send your email to andrew@missionary.radio, and he'll work out a time to interview you and more in a deeper way to see what's going on. But you can also participate by calling in with your voice and leaving your voice message, as I say. Hope you do call in with your voice.
I hope so.
But leave your voicemail
and
to tell us what the Lord is doing in your church. I mean, we certainly want to be more participatory with you and hear these praises. How's the Lord using this station in your life?
Mm.
And we love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And you can also send in prayer requests. We pray a couple of times a day with our staff and team at 9 in the morning. We've got a prayer meeting coming up here in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Yes.
So if you have a praise report, a prayer request, email that to prayer@missionary.radio, and we'll be glad to pray with you too. So that you can also tell how the Lord is blessing your church.
Yes.
Let's talk about some good things.
Absolutely. I like good news.
Yeah. We certainly, I'm not immune to sharing that, but I got to have it before I do. I was talking about church revitalization, and the truth is, a lot of this is coming from my observations that I have been speaking in the last year as an itinerant supply preacher. And it's opened my eyes and about friendliness in churches, how the churches receive guests, what the atmosphere is, and the worship and praise time. I've been watching, and also to see how some of these churches have declined to the point you wonder if they're going to return.
True.
But I do know that God has a plan, and so here's what I want to share with you. Church revitalization is real, and there are churches here in Hopkinsville and Paducah and Princeton, other places I know that are absolutely doing phenomenal things and are growing, and they're preaching the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so they haven't compromised, and for that I thank God. But it's not church revitalization, as I said last week, is not just numerical growth, but spiritual and missional renewal. Spiritual renewal in that each individual will see he or she needs a one person revival. That is, we need to get before God and say, Lord, is there any secret hidden sin in my life that I need to take care of? Show me. He will, and break down those strongholds. spiritual renewal. And then missional renewal is to keep our minds on what we're here to do in the first place.
That's right.
Which is the Great Commission.
Absolutely.
If our church life isn't centered around making disciples, then we're not doing as a church should.
Mm-hmm.
We're to make disciples. Jesus told us to do that of all nations.
That's right.
All people groups. So revitalization, Ken, it does involve repentance, realignment, and reengagement in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to say and ask this question. If you want to learn a lot, I'm not going to advocate for you to go away and leave your church on a Sunday morning, but go be a guest of another church once in a while.
Yeah.
And take some notes.
Mm-hmm.
How do they welcome guests?
Yeah.
What are the people responding to the invitation? Is there an emphasis on people getting saved? Are there tears in the eyes of the people and repentance at the altar?
There you go.
Or is it just real mechanical?
Yeah. Well, Ken, you know, one thing I do at my church is I'm a greeter. I'm the door greeter. Hold the door open, greet people in the mornings. And I enjoy doing that. And then if somebody bypasses me and I see them in the crowd, I always make sure I go shake their hands and say, thank you for being with us today. You know, that happy, you know, it makes people feel good to make them feel welcomed when they come into the church.
Mm.
I think it's very important.
It is. But please, oh, please, one of the greatest turnoffs for me is to walk in during the Sunday school hour. I know, I try not to go negative.
Yeah,
I am trying hard, and I'm not a negative person.
Yeah,
but I'm concerned about the church. The churches that I've seen.
Yeah,
you walk in between Sunday school and church, and a lot of these traditional churches, and you'll see purses and Bibles and books all over these pews. Yeah. That's my seat, and don't you touch it.
Oh yeah. I've been there.
Why not leave the best seat, especially in the back, to guests that come in?
Mm.
Why not? Why? Please answer that question. Not you, but
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just how do you welcome guests?
Yeah.
The goal is not just survival. A revitalized church is like a pruned vine, you know, not deed but needing care to bear fruit again. If you are into gardening, you know, if you leave a lot of weeds there, you're not going to have any fruit.
Mm-mm.
And if a fruit tree, if you don't prune it, you're not going to get any fruit.
Mm-mm.
So revitalization is not about reinventing the church. That's what some people are trying to do and make it more of a Six Flags over Texas.
So do you?
It's not that.
So do you mean taking and putting new carpet in and new coverings on the seats and making everything look fresh is
well, that I don't think it should look dirty, and it should look appealing.
Yeah.
But if you're expecting that to revitalize a church, it's not going to happen.
That's what I was going to say.
Church people.
Yeah, sure.
And so, but it's about rediscovering who Christ called the church to be. I think of all the things I've said so far, that one's it.
Yeah.
It's about calling revitalization. It is about discovering who Christ called the church to be.
Mm-hmm.
So think about this. Now, there's a distinction between church planting and church growth and church revitalization.
Mm-hmm.
Church planting, you're starting with something new. I'd rather start with something new. Mm-hmm. That is my heart, period.
Mm-hmm.
Church growth is expanding what is working.
Yeah.
Church revitalization is renewing what has lost health and direction. Do you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Church planting, starting something new. Church growth, expanding on that, what's working.
Mm-hmm.
And if it isn't working, quit trying to make it work.
There you go.
Because it isn't going to.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not producing, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And renewing what was lost in health and direction's revitalization. Church planting is a clean slate, starting over. Church growth is often program-focused. Ministry-focused. Church revitalization is spiritually diagnostic and restorative.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're doing through that restoration, and you're looking at diagnosing the problem and looking for restorative measures. Mm-hmm. What's going to make that come back alive? Mm-hmm. Church planting is a pioneer mindset. Mm-hmm. And I have had the privilege mostly, a couple of times have helped start churches.
Yeah.
And have been there and seen it work. But more than a couple. But as a missionary, yes, a lot. But church growth is optimization mindset. How are you going to make this church be what it can be?
Mm-hmm.
Church revitalization is a pastoral shepherding mindset. How am I going to get it there?
Mm-hmm.
So you're speaking to dry bones and you're calling them back alive is what you're doing. And mm-hmm. I know that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You hear about these churches that were just not going. I read articles across all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're looking at. Let us know about that. We'll follow up with you. But why is revitalization needed? Because declining health in many churches. Studies show a majority of the churches in North America are plateaued or declining. That's why we want to hear those that are not. Yeah. Symptoms include decline in attendance and lack of engagement, lack of conversions or baptisms, conflict and stagnation in leadership, focus on survival instead of mission. How are we going to make it happen? The mission of this church, then, I want to get back, and this is where I was spent a lot of the morning trying to coach and encourage you to participate, and that has been a big part of our heart.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about this, because I really do see that this is very vital,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's where maybe the Lord's planting my heart in activity, really. Well, you have a good day. May the good news be yours.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch, and join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.